then, shall we assume that in all discussions in which many people are speaking about the same thing, the one who knows the good speaker will also know the bad speaker? And the one who does not know the bad will also not know the good when the same topic is discussed.
True.
We find, in fact, that the same person is skillful in both.
Yes.
And you say that Homer and other poets, such as Hesiod and Archilochus, speak of the same things, although not in the same way. But the one poet speaks well, and the others not so well.
Yes, and I am right in saying so.
Then, since you know the good speaker, you ought also to know the inferior speakers.
It would seem so.
So, my dear friend, can I be mistaken in saying that Ion is equally skilled in Homer and in other poets, since he himself acknowledges that the same person will be a good judge of all those who speak of the same things? Can we also say that most poets do speak of the same things?
Socrates, if that is true, why do I lose attention and have absolutely no ideas of the least value and practically fall asleep when anyone speaks of any other poet? But when Homer is mentioned, I wake up at once and am all attention and have plenty to say.
The reason's not hard to guess. No one can fail to see that your ability to speak about Homer does not come from knowledge or from skill. Because if you were able to speak about him according to such rules, you would also be able to speak about all the other poets, since we are talking about all of poetry, right?
Yes.
Therefore, when anyone acquires any other craft as a whole, the same principle applies. Would you like me to explain my meaning, Ion?
Yes, indeed, Socrates. I wish you would. I love to hear you wise men talk.
Oh, I wish you could truly call us that, Ion. But it is you, interpreters and actors, and the poets whose verses you sing, who are wise. I'm only...